From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and the heat goes on, and the sweltering temperatures are rising up and down the East Coast, and they're straining regional power grids. Authorities in New England say they don't expect to top the usage record set in the summer of 2006. NPR's Tovia Smith reports on efforts in Boston to make sure that doesn't happen.
It's as sure as spring turning to summer. Every time temperatures soar past 90, fans and air conditioners fly off store shelves.
We got fan.
So you got three fans?
Three fans, yeah.
A case of water?
Voila.
Gonna go home and plug in?
Exactly.
We're looking for a room air conditioner.
How many are running at home now?
Two are running.
And you want more?
Around? Yeah.
Yes. We have to have it.
If you add up all the cooling power being used this week by Millie DeLevin, Nune Hakopian, Sargis Karapetian, and countless others in the region, it could amount to trouble.
The utility operators are sweating bullets right now, and it's not they're sweating because it's hot, it's they're sweating because they're concerned about possibilities of failures.
MIT professor James Kirtley says old infrastructure, especially around the Northeast, is prone to breakdowns and overload, and he says distributing power in this kind of heat can pose extra challenges.
Because materials expand when it gets warm, that means that the transmission line's going to sag. And when a transmission line contacts a tree, you have to shut it down.
ISO New England, the region's electric system operator, is watching for trouble spots and trying to ensure the energy grid keeps humming. Officials say they have enough backup sources to ensure supply, but just in case, utilities are also working on new ways to ratchet down demand.
When the utilities have called on all of their resources and there's nothing else left, they're going to press the panic button, and that's where Enernot comes in, and we'll make electricity usage disappear.
That's Tim Healy from Enernoc, a company that's been offering utilities a relatively new kind of insurance policy. When demand starts to peak, Enernoc signals thousands of large-scale businesses to dial down their usage. They've cut deals with hotels, libraries, and manufacturers like OK Industries in New Britain, Connecticut, where Ed Tremblay is the maintenance supervisor.
We can shut down a couple blowers, a couple electric ovens, and we will then, in certain areas, set the air conditioning to go up to 80, 82 degrees. And unfortunately for the employees here, that's where it becomes a little more difficult.
On the upside, companies get paid for their reductions, and they get props for making the sacrifice so individual consumers don't have to. Marsha Blumberg is spokesperson for ISO New England.
Asking consumers to voluntarily conserve is one of the last steps that we take.
And no surprise, heat waves have a way of making people cranky at the very suggestion.
Well, thank you. You like the heat, go outside.
That's Rich Grant sweating outside a Home Depot, not far from Arthur Patvey, who was piling a new AC unit into his car.
This is America. We live in a comfortable country, so this is what it is.
Utilities say the peak demand will be manageable this heat wave, as long as it stays just a little shy of peak capacity. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.